You're listening to The Big Show.
They score!
With Russick and Rose.
He rips the puck off the bar and in. His second goal of the game makes it 5-0 Flames.
Get ready to go now.
On the official home of your Calgary Flames.
Are you ready?
Robbed by Markstrom. What a save. It's loose. And Markstrom makes another miraculous stop.
This is Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Oh, hi there. It's a Tuesday. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. Interest is one of those words I feel like I struggle with. It doesn't come out sounding natural. It's like I'm doing a Brent Cron read.
Like interest.
Interest, yeah. Exercise used to be one of those, too.
You really enunciate your words. I think it's part of the Canadian language to kind of slap a few letters together and just get it all out there.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Interest.
Interest.
No.
Lowest interest.
Got rates. A lot of interest.
Yeah. Oh. There's
that
a lot.
Last T doesn't even exist.
Interest?
Interest.
Interest.
A lot of interest.
A lot of interest.
Interest rates. High, low, who cares?
Yeah.
Interest.
Hi, I'm not done talking about the Flames. Sorry, I can't get that Brent Cron read out of my head from yesterday. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. It was a bad day if you're a Calgary sports fan. McDavid with 5 assists. God, 5 assists in a playoff game.
It was a textbook how to not play the Edmonton Oilers in the postseason type of game.
Just don't give them a power play. Three on the power play.
No, there's way more than that. There's like six things that you can do to beat the Oilers, and if you do like three of them, you'll probably beat them. They didn't do any of those things. You'd let them go on the power play.
Yeah.
You let their top dogs handle the puck way too much. They had like almost half the team's shots were between the five big players for that team. You didn't
Bouchard
score.
Four assists.
That's one of them. You didn't score on the power play. Your goaltending didn't bail you out at any instance. You got a lucky goal.
Mm-hmm.
The one that got waved off. They made it 4-2, but it got waved off. That really, I know they made it 4-2 a little bit after that, but you know, taking it 4-3 to the third period would have been a lot nicer than 4-2.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, LA just... I know why they wanted to play the Kings in the first round, watching some of that game last night,
just
too.
Just roll them.
And they had a lot of fans out there last night. What do they call their area?
Ice District.
I know, but like they call it the Ice District?
Oh, I don't know what their little party pit's called.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it's called something.
I know it's in like the Rogers Place Square, though.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be more people there when they showed it, to be honest.
Yeah. So did I. It was a nice night out.
You know what? It was a Tuesday.
It's early in the season.
It's our game
nice
one.
Night. It was like 3 degrees. But Oilers fans are sickos for that team.
Yeah.
I
thought there was going to be a little more there.
You see the grown man with all the face paint?
They're right behind Gene during the opening hit. Yeah. With a bunch of children and then him.
Yeah. Yeah. And all the kids are like, who's the Moss Pit? That's what it's called.
That's right. Joey Moss. That's cool.
And Gene's interviewing the kids. Who's your favorite player? And the first kid says Skinner. It's like, Skinner. You know what you're watching out there, kid?
That's Team Canada's goalie.
That guy's got a good mustache, though.
He does.
If you're going to pick a favorite player on the Oilers, like Skinner's a good place to start.
I don't know. Like I think,
especially because everyone's going to say 97.
Yeah,
so.
Or like Draisaitl or something.
I think Forsberg's mustache is...
Well, that's just
especially when he has a little bit of the little waxy thing on the sides.
Real hot take.
He's been the greatest duster in the show for the last decade.
He's been growing that for a while.
I know, but
right?
like he's in the circus. He's got that little waxy thing on the sides right there.
Yeah, he's got
but the mustache is back.
The Renaissance twirl.
Yes.
It's like the late 80s, early 90s all over again.
Damn right. All right, there's lots to talk about last night. We got lots of stuff to do today. We're too busy again. We just got to shut it down.
Big concert announcement coming up.
Yeah, we got a giant concert announcement and then tickets to said concert.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big announcement. We'll do that at 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
We also got some tickets to win a four-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Japan on Saturday, May 4th at the World Para Ice Hockey Championship at Winsport. I think we do that in the 6 o'clock hour. You know I like giving tickets to our 6 o'clock listeners.
Sure.
Because there are hardcores.
Yeah, how do you want to give them away?
It's something Oilers and Leafs related from last night.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Watching McDavid get 5 assists makes me feel like blank.
Okay.
Watching McDavid getting 5 assists in a Stanley Cup playoff game makes me feel like blank. 960, 960, name and location. We'll do that here in the 6 o'clock, and then we'll do another topic for the ginormous concert announcement coming up at 8 o'clock. Is this like the same concert announcement when we talked about Nickelback and everybody already knew about it, or nobody knows about this one?
Nobody knows about this. The Nickelback one was announced already
when
we started giving away tickets. This is officially announced at 8 a.m. Everywhere.
In our radio cluster?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, Star could give it. I don't know if Star's getting tickets. I don't know if Jack's getting tickets, but yeah.
People are just jumping on Mosspit Fellas, and then you get the obligatory, it's known as the blank.
The S-pit.
The S-pit. No, the S-hole. Okay,
or
thank
the
you.
S-hole.
Thank you, of course.
Nailed it.
Of course, people from Calgary
quick zip
are
off.
Jumping on that right away.
Nice, that's a 6 a.m. text. Yeah. let's just get this one in here.
Yeah.
I feel like I can win a prize on this.
McDavid getting... Oh, all right, Jenna. And somebody in this building yesterday was rocking an Oilers sweater.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
I don't want to mention her name, but she deals with the HR issues in the building.
I know who that is.
And I'm like, I go, do you know we're the home of the Flames, right? Like, how about we don't advertise here? Maybe dial back on the Oilers jersey here. We're the home of the Flames. Well, yeah, Patty's wearing a Kyle Connor jersey today, too. There's also that. Yeah, but it's the Jets.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Also the playoffs,
yeah, but,
dude.
Yeah,
it's the playoffs. It's the best time of year. And if people want to rock their jerseys, I don't care what team you cheer for. You can be a Canes fan. You rock that sucker all day. Yep. All day. Best time of year.
But if it's an Oilers jersey?
Sure, fine.
Okay.
You just have to wear an Oilers jersey. Gross.
Yeah, that's the one.
See, the thing is with Patty too is he's proudly wearing his Kyle Connor jersey right now.
Mm.
And but you want the Flames to do well. It's good for all of us.
Well, of course you want the Flames to do well. I'm not a Flames fan. I am a Jets fan.
Yeah.
I work to cover the Flames.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's good for business.
It's like Sam McKee, man, out in Toronto. That guy's like,
he's a diehard
Leafs fan. Head to toe, right?
Diehard. But he also covers the team.
He also covers the team.
Right. Like, I did not grow up a Flames fan. Unlike what Maddie will tell you, I did not grow up a Leafs fan.
We still haven't.
I grew up a
you
Canadians
haven't been
fan.
Able to confirm any of that. So.
I grew up a Canadians fan.
We need to see some Habs memorabilia.
I gotta bring some pictures. Like, you know what? I still have my Patrick Waugh jerseys as a kid. I should just try to put them on.
I don't know when the last time he was.
It said photos for you guys. The one I had in grade 6.
Yeah.
They had a.
I need the Tavares picture.
Okay. All right.
At the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I did actually have.
They have the locker room set up like it was in the Forum, where they have all historic Habs players just around it. It's so cool.
Makes me feel like chucking beers.
Yeah, that's good. Is that Jenna again? Oh, yeah, she's just going off.
960, 960, name and location. Connor McDavid getting 5 assists in a Stanley Cup playoff game makes me feel like blank. We're giving away some tickets here.
I like that. Like, Matthews had the 3-point, the epic goal and everything, like, and he needed that. And it's like, oh, McDavid, 5. Cool. I've been doing this forever.
Yeah. And Elliot after the game saying that's Matthew's best game he's ever played.
Settle down, Elliot.
All right. It was a good game.
It was a big game that he needed and they needed.
It's game 2 of the first round. Yeah, down. Like, okay. He was good. He was really good. At both time, he was good.
Well, and this is also a team that hasn't really gone in any big runs.
Exactly.
And you're also, you don't want to go down 0-2 to the Bruins early on. and he had 3 points in the postseason. He had the game-winning goal in the third period to break a tie. I don't necessarily disagree with Elliott. Name me a bigger game where he had a bigger impact. Like, I'm sure he's done it in the regular season, but honestly, who cares?
For the pressure-packed situation, it is pretty
good. Who cares?
He needed to rise to the top.
Marner's still a ghost.
He was a ghost. And you know what? My tinfoil hat on a little bit.
What do you got here? Oh, I love when you put this
one
on.
Flat
Earth, Moon.
Do you remember that clip I showed you guys of him?
Flat Moon?
Do you remember that clip I showed you guys that Sam McKee posted in that game against Tampa where Nylander didn't even skate?
Yeah, the high stick.
Yeah, and he just coasted back to the
goal.
Did you see him in pregame warm-up yesterday?
He was just passing around with this healthy
everybody,
scratch.
Why is he on the ice if he's hurt?
You saying that was punishment?
Why is he on the ice? He doesn't need the conditioning. Why is he on the ice twirling around, making moves on goalies when he's not playing?
Not a part of line rushes. Not like,
if he's hurt, why is he even close to the rink? Rehab.
Well, because I think they're trying to
see if he's good to go or not.
Yeah, I don't know. Reading Luke Fox yesterday, it sounds like it's a back injury, which means that rehab for a day or two is not going to make it any better.
He said it happened in that game against Tampa as well, that injury. That's what they're saying.
Okay, sure. But my point is, if it's a back injury, a day or two off is not necessarily going to make you that much more ready for the postseason. It's the type of thing where if you're going to fight through it, you're going to fight through it, you're going to play in the playoffs, and you'll deal with it in the offseason.
But then, to your point, also more excuse than why the hell is he on the ice then if he's even dealing with a back injury, twirling around pregame?
Well, because they're trying to test it to see if he can go.
There could be something here we don't know.
And
the Leafs are...
You're trying to healthy scratch this guy?
No, I'm not a healthy scratch.
What are you implying
could
here?
Could be a team discipline thing. I don't know.
I don't think you do that.
That's a healthy scratch.
That's an internal fine or something if you're
right.
That pissed
something's
off
up. Something's fishy. Something's fishy with this.
But
that
feels incredibly reckless.
But it's also like William Nylander doesn't need...
imply that he did something that
I'm
is requiring off-ice discipline, but the Leafs aren't going there?
Maybe. Because it's fishy.
Why is... Okay.
It's fishy.
Why
just watching him twirl around on the ice before
he
the
looked,
game...
He looked like he barely moved.
I bet he's in the lineup tomorrow.
He didn't look good at all.
He was twirling around.
But he did not look that good. All the reporters said he looked terrible. He didn't look like himself.
I'm just saying.
As much as he can go out and do a twirl, they can show you a couple of clips on the broadcast.
Yep. It stinks. But I don't know. He might be playing game 3. I don't know.
Yeah, very well could.
Good.
Okay.
And I totally called how he was going to put them two together.
Doesn't really matter if he plays or not. They're kind of short still.
You think they're still going to lose that series? Yeah. Oh, and by the way, yesterday, remember when I said I bet you they go with Allmark tonight? And you're like, you crazy. It's the playoffs.
They are stupid.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest thing. That was the dumbest thing in sports yesterday.
That's their thing. They rotate
and
goalies.
Who cares?
I know.
It's not even Allmark's fault they lost, but it just throws off the whole chemistry of the team.
That save he made on Robertson, too, was
huge.
Unreal.
Right off the start, too. Like
I know.
Like...
I know.
But you don't mess
you
with a good thing.
You won game one.
This is not...
You won! Oh. You had them on the ropes!
Maddie, I know. I don't disagree
with
you.
You left them right back in the series.
You did the same thing you did last year! The same thing!
And you
lost. Same problem. Last year was different. They waited too long to do it. This year, it was obvious. You should have never changed at all. And here you go.
Here's two examples within days of how sports has changed.
The khakis are taking over.
Nice coaching. Great job.
The khakis. Like when Knobloch threw Skinner to the Wolves.
Exactly.
Because
and
you
he had no reason why.
Because you can't. Yeah. You can't start Calvin Pickard back-to-back
Skinner
games.
Actually looked good yesterday.
Yeah. No, he did. But I'm just saying, you can't throw him to the Wolves in back-to-back games. And then what have the Bruins been doing all year? What have they been doing all year?
That was the 28th game
rotate,
in a row.
Rotate, rotating it. That's what I mean.
Look at how great
it's working
for
us.
Them. Their numbers are drastically different, but by all means.
But in a series where you got to see the same team 5, 6, maybe 7 times, don't be messing with the goalies.
Well, according to their rotation, it'll be Swayman in game 3.
I know, bet Allmark in 4, right?
Samsonov was good last night. He made some big saves.
Needed that.
I lied. Their numbers aren't drastically different. They're almost identical. But watch the games.
Yeah. And Matthews made that great play, fishing the puck underneath Samsonov, where he had no idea where it was. Samsonov was just sitting there hoping it wouldn't go in. and Matthews pitchforked it between his legs late in the third period.
When he turned to the ref, and he was like, and I was like,
when he's the other way around. Yeah, please, please freeze this play.
Did you see that save that Ullmark made with the glove on Yarncroke? And he tried to give it a little flair, and then he kind of just fell over, and it was like...
And then they reviewed it to see if it was in or not.
No. Oh, did they review that? I just saw the highlights of that one. I was playing slow pitch during that game was on, so I just saw highlights of that one, and I was dialed into the later set. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, was that the one right before? Because Tavares then scores. It's 2-1. No, I don't think they reviewed this one. This is just a shot from the slot. Yarncroke was at the hash marks, tried to put it right inside the post, and he kind of made the glove save.
No, they did put a little English on it. Yeah, they reviewed it because it looked like, from the angle in front, it looked like the puck potentially could have crossed the line, but there's no way in hell you can tell whether or not the puck actually crossed the line. They reviewed that one because on the one angle, you're like, oh, is that in?
Yeah.
And then the NHL had to look at it, and then it wasn't ultimately. But
my
point
is he looked. He tried to put a little flair on it, and it looked sloppy because that's what he is. He's not Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah.
It's a terrible mistake.
Wow. Like, is Brent Kron whispering in your ear right now about Linus Ullmark? Because Kron was the one who came on this show after the game against the Flames and used the F word. Fraud.
Fraudulent?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's a big win for the Leafs. Credit them. Matthews playing incredible last night. Both time he did.
But Ullmark was good.
And that breakaway, like the alley-oop pass from... Max Domi.
Oh, God.
I think it was a thing of beauty.
Well,
he just caught it, came
to
in.
Catch it with
yeah,
one
and then
hand.
Ullmark just fell down as he roofed it. Just made him totally bite on a little bit.
Yeah, he got him real bad.
Yeah, and then and then the nameplate Selly.
Didn't even give much of a
Matthews,
chance.
Very,
yeah.
very American Selly on that goal. But hey, credit to them. Win 3-2. I will say, their Maple Leaf Square thing doesn't look as full as it usually does either.
Didn't I think it's raining out
didn't
there.
Didn't spend the assets.
I'm just saying it doesn't look as full as it did. But like if they
also game one was like incredibly disheartening.
Yeah, it was soul crushing.
I'm not going to go downtown, go fight through what it takes to get down to Toronto just to watch them
at
go
that
down
time
sit there 2-0 on a Tuesday. Excuse me.
Yeah, sit there
Monday.
Monday. Yeah,
today's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. Dial watch it in. The game. They're flying in right now. 960 name and location. We're going to give away some tickets. We have a 4-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan on Saturday, May 4th at Winsport for the World Para Ice Hockey Championship. We're asking you, watching McJesus have 5 assists last night in a playoff game makes me feel like blank. 960-960 name and location. And as I mentioned, we have a giant concert announcement coming up at 8 o'clock that our listeners don't know about. But you have your chance to win them here. And then all week we're giving away tickets. Mm-hmm. Which is super sweet.
Beat the box office.
Yes.
These guys put on a good show.
Yeah. It's a big time announcement coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. All right.
And last time I saw him, sounded very good for a building that's not always known for sounding good in concerts.
Okay. All right. Matt Marchese, he's the producer of the Jeff Merrick Show on the Sportsnet Radio and Television Network. He's going to join us, talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs at 7:30. We'll mix in some NFL draft talk with him because he hosts the Fan Checkdown on the Sportsnet Radio Network. The draft is Thursday. We saw a trade yesterday, Zach Wilson. That mommy lover is on his way to the Denver Broncos to play for Sean Payton. That'll be interesting because Aaron Rodgers is ready to go for the New York Football Jets. We'll talk to David Pagnotta, 8 o'clock from the fourth period. More Stanley Cup playoff talk. And Jesse Granger covers the Golden Knights. And guess who scored the first goal for Vegas last night? What a miracle!
And who scored the second goal?
What a miracle!
Who could have seen this coming?
Like,
how could we have predicted this?
Like, that's incredible that Mark Stone was fighting for his life with the lacerated spleen.
So we hear.
He's never, like, we don't even know if he's going to play in the playoffs. As Frank Saravalli, it's a lacerated spleen.
He could die.
He could die if he goes on the ice.
Poor Frank.
Like, he was so adamant. You weren't here on the Friday. Like, he was just, when he was, like, ripping into me, like, what do you mean?
What?
Bring out your iPhone calculator.
Bring out your iPhone calculator. Mark Stone's clinging to life. That's what Frank was alluding to. He's barely living, Matt.
I know.
And then what does he do? All of a sudden, you're like, oh.
Saturday he's skating.
It's a miracle.
Something stinks.
It's a medical miracle that Mark Stone not only played last night, survived the trip to the rink.
Something about April, man. People coming back to life.
Yeah, you're right.
You'll love to see it.
More times than Jesus. I saw that on Twitter last night.
But he all of a sudden, he resurrected the Golden Knights to a win last night. Like, what a...
Who could have seen it coming? Unbelievable. I was shocked.
I was
just incredibly impressed by the fortitude that he showed.
Yep.
And you know what? You got to kind of ease yourself back in. 17:09, second in forwards ice time amongst all knights.
Is it like what a miracle?
Unbelievable.
Modern
hashtag
medicine.
Blessed. Modern
he's throwing
medicine.
The body around too. How get, many hits he get credit?
Get that
for.
Doctor on cancer. Let's go.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for Mark Stone.
Thoughts and prayers worked.
It did. What a miracle. Like he, you know, he might not even play
you
the
know
second
what?
Round.
He didn't get credit for
you know,
a
hit. I didn't really care about this for a while, and I think in large part because the Flames weren't going to be in the playoffs, and it was like, whatever, we'll see what happens. Yesterday, watching that game,
it stuck.
I felt like I was watching cheaters. I felt like I was watching people who had cheated.
It stinks.
And I know Kelly McCrimmon gets really upset when people accuse him of cheating. Well, don't do things that look like cheating 3 years in a row.
Well, is it cheating? Is it cap circumvention? Is it the same thing?
Tomato, yes. Tomato.
Yes, it is, actually.
It is.
Totally is.
We have, 84 and, whatever million-dollar salary again, like, cap. That's what I thought it
this,
was.
It's this that's going to get dumb rules put in place where if you don't play in Game 82, you're not going to be allowed to play in Game 1.
And then dudes and then will get hurt in Game 82.
Bingo. You're going to have guys like Willie.
Get out of its own way.
Exactly. Because of this, and it's going to be a rule that we never had to have.
And again, if he missed game one of the playoffs, I'd be like, okay.
Okay, fine.
Oh, like even he's back for game three. No, he was back for game one.
Led them out.
Oh, what beautiful timing.
Led them out. Here comes the captain.
Oh, I just broke the pen.
The heartbeat of the team.
I got upset and I just broke the pen.
Oh, it's okay, dude. Dude, you know what? We can go to break. Morning report.
Stuff.
We'll give the tickets away in a little bit. You've got lots of pens here.
You guys should bring on Michael Stone to talk about his brother. Yeah, we should. Is he cheating?
Michael, question.
Hey, Michael, thanks for joining us.
Did
in the
you
Atlas
make him
Beans
an artificial spleen?
So your brother, cheater or not cheater? Your thoughts.
Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Just what? One question.
Have a great day.
What? It would be as long as their John Heyman interview.
Tight.
960. Tight. 960, name and location. Watching McJesus get 5 assists last night in a playoff game makes me feel like blank. 960, name and location. We'll give away those tickets before the 7 o'clock break, right after the old Rose Report with old Matty Rose over there, talking about Mark Stone beating the Stars in game one. And what else?
Everything else from the postseason. I don't know what was a better end, the Lakers-Nuggets game or the Hurricanes-Islanders game, but we'll ask that question in the morning report.
Okay. We'll do that next. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Oh, hi there. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. We got some tickets to give away. Right now, 960-960, name and location. We have a 4-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan on Saturday, May 4th at Winsport for the World Para Ice Hockey Championship. 960-960, name and location. Watching McJesus get 5 assists in a Stanley Cup playoff game makes me feel like blank. Watching McDavid get 5 assists. In a Stanley Cup playoff game makes me feel like blank. 960-960, name and location. We'll talk to Matt Marchese coming up, David Pagnotta, Jesse Granger on the cheating Golden Knights. Lots to do today. But right now, no, it's just a coincidence that he's healthy to play in game one and score. What impeccable timing.
Sometimes things line up.
Yeah,
it's like an eclipse.
Yeah, sometimes they just work out.
You just got to be lucky.
Yeah, but you know what? It's never cloudy for the Golden Knights during that eclipse. It's never a cloudy day.
Yeah, GVP, you can probably.
And when there was also people complaining that it was cloudy for the eclipse on social media.
Yeah. I want my money back.
I want my money back.
Yeah.
I think that may be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's true. It really is. So we'll talk to Charles on Thursday. I'm excited. NFL draft.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. He's in Detroit. So that'd be cool.
Well, I hope so. He's a mover and shaker.
He's
that Charles
right on
Davis.
The main panel there with Richard Eisen, Daniel Jeremiah.
Only millions of people watch Charles Davis every week.
Hell yeah.
We get him on our show every week. And we're looking forward to having him on in September again on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
Our show lasts till then. You never know. It's time for the Rose Report. It's brought to you by MotorWorks. If you own a BMW, choose MotorWorks for service and repairs.
Yeah.
They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10%. On 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Marty Rose.
Matt Rose.
Matt Rose.
Adam Rose.
Rosenblum.
Matty Rose.
Matty Rosen.
Oh, friends, good morning and welcome to your Tuesday. First off, God, do I love playoff hockey. So good to be back. So good to be just stapled under the couch enjoying all this multi-screen experiences.
Can I ask you a question about
that? Of course, yeah.
Is that just a lot less stress for you because the Flames aren't involved? You can actually just sit back and enjoy the hockey?
Oh yeah, without
instead of worrying about stuff?
I don't know if I'd worry about them, but yeah, for the most part.
Okay. Because it doesn't
affect
your mood?
It's different, though, but it's completely different. Like, as I'm watching these series get started, I'm very jealous because I love being in that building for playoff hockey. I love being in buildings for playoff hockey. I love the atmosphere. I love the juice. I love just the... You can cut the tension with a knife in the building. I love that vibe.
The electricity.
Yes!
Okay.
And I don't know when we're going to get it here long. I'm just angry.
Like, even that game, the meaningless Battle of Alberta game, when the Flames are out of it.
But it's not the same.
No, but I'm like, that building had a ton of atmosphere, and I just couldn't imagine what it would be like in the playoffs when they met. Like, times 100.
There's many a time where,
there's
you know,
many a time.
Things will go wrong with the Flames over the last 6 to 18 months. And I would just text a friend of mine, do you remember Game 7?
Mm.
Do you remember? Remember what that was like?
Mm-hmm.
Over the stars? A simpler time. So we'll get into the playoff hockey. Plus, the Jays started it off series with the Royals and some hardcore stuff as well. And a trade from the NFL.
We got lots of stuff.
Let's start with the Oilers and the Kings. Got underway yesterday up in Edmonton. Didn't take long for the top dogs of the Oil to get on the board. Zach Hyman scored early on a nice dish from Connor McDavid. And shortly after that, another one for the Oilers. It started to feel like the Kings might be in trouble.
Edmonton on top. Bouchard, left-hand side for Henrik in full flight. McDavid whistles one high to the glove side on Cam Talbot. That just missed. Now it's Zach Hyman. Beautiful look. Open man. Richard score. It's 2-0 Edmonton. Adam Henrik buries it.
So that's the first goal for Adam Henrik since the 2012 playoffs.
Which is insane.
An NHL record 4,333 days between his last two playoff goals. He scored the lone goal in the Devils' 6-1 loss to the Kings in the clinching game of the 2012 postseason.
That was a bad game.
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay. That's all I remember is the Kings just blew him the hell out. It wasn't an epic Stanley Cup or anything. I'm sure it was for Kings fans.
How mad was Daryl that he gave up the one goal?
I'm sure he's fuming.
It was a bit of a scramble playoff, a draw.
I've never seen an 8 seed just thoroughly dominate the
way they did. Yeah, but they didn't have 8 seed talent.
I know.
Like, they were just dealing with injuries.
But they weren't like Vegas 8 seed.
Yeah, like, I know. They just steamrolled games. Like, it was just...
So Edmonton had led 2-0 after that, and they looked to add. And this was after a great chance for L.A.
Ekholm with a turnover down the middle. Breakaway, Arvidsson shoots, and a save made by Skinner. Rebound to no. Behind the net, Trevor Moore. That was L.A.'s best chance of the night. Arvidsson missed the first 50 games this year with a back injury. Hyman ahead for Adam Henrik. He'll finish his forecheck and create for Connor McDavid. Reverse pivot, dishes, one-timer score! Extends the lead to 3-0.
Hey, bada boom, bada bing. You probably don't want to let 97 do whatever he wants down behind the net there. Down 3-0, 5 minutes into period number two. Deneau would take a high sticking penalty. Oilers promptly scored. Just a masterclass on
what not to do for LA. There was a moment where Trevor Lewis got a goal in his 100th playoff game, but it was waved off because he knocked it in with his hand. Mm. That felt like it could have been a momentum swinging type of moment. It would have made the game 4-2. Went back to 4-1. The Kings would eventually get that second goal, but it would be too little, too late. Hyman would have a hat trick.
Ugh.
McDavid had 5 apples. Bouchard had 4 of them. 7-4 the final score. No good for LA.
A lot of things to work on, I would say, in the off day.
One thing they don't have to work on is their sweaters looked really nice last night. The old school LA Kings white.
That was a smart move.
Yeah. That's the only positive.
Now they need the black version of it.
And PL Dubois, as he apparently wants to be referred to as now.
Yep.
Did he play last night?
Time to wake up, bud.
He had a goal, actually.
Time to wake up.
He had the 6-3 goal.
Oh, okay. I didn't really notice him. I fell asleep on the
couch.
Yeah,
in garbage time. With 3 minutes left. Sick.
I fell asleep on the couch.
What a
waste game.
Loving Gabe Vilardi right now.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, this game's already... watching the first period, I'm like, this game's over. They're just caving them in.
Other West game was the Knights and the Stars from Dallas. And like we talked about, look who showed up for game one.
Hey! Looking out high again. Hanifin shoots, and it goes in! Deflected in front, and Vegas takes the lead.
Guess who?
Mark Stone parked between the circles, got a piece of the wrist shot from out high. Welcome back, Mark Stone. 16 goals in the regular season. He opens the scoring in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Once they noticed it was Stone.
And he got a... interview during the intermission. I think it was Kaplan who was doing it. Might have been Sadler. And he couldn't even hear the question. Too loud. Actually, a wild first period. It was 3-2 after 20. Braden McNabb scored in the second, so 4-2 after 40. Stars actually had a great chance taken away on a bad offside call right at the middle of the game. But then they came out of the break. They scored again. Just throw it on net. Mason Marchment, a real ugly one for Logan Thompson. You always wonder how that's going to impact the team, but they were able to shut the door. Dallas had the net empty with 2.5 minutes. They really didn't produce anything after that. As Vegas steals game one on the road by a 4-3 score. Mark Stone skates 17:09 as he works into game shape. It was second in ice time amongst Vegas forwards.
Shocker. That he miraculously recovered to play in that game last night. Are you concerned about your big pick? You big stars guy? Are you concerned?
No.
You think they still win this series?
Yeah, I think this is one of those things where even, like...
It's not an easy series, obviously.
Well, like, and imagine what we just went through. Imagine the idea of Mark Stone being able to come back for game one. Imagine the idea in the Stars room. How much of a distraction that would have been just... him coming back and just like, how are they doing this? I think they'll be able to right the ship. I have faith. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, out east, the Leafs are taking on the Bruins for game two. Last year, goalie deployment, big part of the undoing for the Boston Bruins. They win game one. Swayman is good. But they decide to go to Ullmark in game two.
Rotation.
So that was one mystery. The other one, where's Willie Stiles? He did pregame warm-up, but then he didn't play. Luke Fox wrote that he appeared to be laboring through his reps and was wearing what looked like additional back support under his sweater. Mm. Anyways, the Bruins got the first one on the power play. Moments later, a rip from Matthews goes post and into the crease. Domi would knock it home. Then Pastrnak scored off a ridiculous feed from Zacha with 7.8 seconds to go in the first, so 2-1 after 20. Leafs have a goal taken off the board. Shortly after that, a Tavares half-clapper on the power play would tie the game. Then, in the third period...
Off the boards, it comes up on the wing. A long lead pass for Matthews. Matthews is in alone. Scores! Holy mackerel! Big Pappy has given the Leafs the lead. 7:54 to go. What a play. And Matthews has goal number 70.
Okay, enough with this.
Yeah, I know.
Like, why don't like everybody keeps saying... Okay,
it's
yeah.
Goal number 70 one,
total.
Actually. It's goal number one.
Yes.
You're right. It's goal number one.
It's goal one.
Yes.
All right, let me read what I wrote here. Great feed from Max Domi. Matthews is a great move. First time all year. The Leafs have led the Bruin, and Poppy gets his 70th goal of the year.
Yeah.
Poppy.
I'm total. A victim of it as well.
Yeah. It was an alley-oop play by Domi.
Oh.
And by the way, did you see...
Domi had a game. Hell
did
of a
you
game.
Hear me mix that in there? That's the first time all year that the Leafs have led the Bruins?
Yeah.
Regular season and postseason.
They were hammering that on the broadcast the whole time.
that they have. They've never even led the Bruins this in the last eight games.
Eight shots for Matthews. 23-24, led all Leafs some time on ice, only had less than Hampus Lindholm and Charlie McAvoy, a goal and two assists.
We talked about it that even yesterday with Nick Kiprios, that he needs to elevate his game, and he absolutely did last night. He was the best player on the ice. He's the best player in that series,
mm-hmm.
and he showed it last night.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got a series, and all of a sudden, I would imagine it's Swayman in game three.
That building
for the Bruins.
That building for the Leafs. It's going to be some nervous energy in there to start. I know it is. Hopefully the team doesn't have that.
Of course,
as well.
Because they've had so many soul-crushing defeats.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see the video of Biz on social media last night talking about the Leafs goal?
He loves the Leafs right now.
Like, I felt bad for him. Like, why is he watching the game by himself?
Yeah.
He was in a hotel room by himself, it looked like. Biz was just screaming into his phone.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Maybe he's in Atlanta.
Maybe.
Yeah. For the TNT panel.
Right.
The other series had the Islanders and the Hurricanes in Game 2. Carolina won Game 1 but found themselves down 3-0 after only 24 minutes of action. Goals by Kyle Palmieri, Bo Horvat, and Anders Lee for the Isles. Semyon Varlamov kind of started the comeback. He took a tripping penalty that allowed the Carolina Hurricanes to get on the board. And then late in the game, here comes the Hurricanes down by 1, or pardon me, down by 2.
Here is Scotty Jarvis. Scheffler would appreciate that. Riley scampers after the puck. Held in by the Canes. Cross ice to Jarvis. Moving in. Jarvis! Score!
It's a great forecheck by Jarvis. He's able to get down there and help out. Forces a turnover, and then his shot would find the back of the net. So that made it 3-2. Then about 5 minutes later, net empty for Carolina. We're just going to play the minute and 10 from the broadcast completely unedited. Here you go.
Horvat taking the faceoff against Aho. And a faceoff win for the Islanders. 6-on-5 with the empty net at the other end. Svechnikov, another block shot. Burns in the corner to Jarvis. One-timer, score! Don't tip in, we're tied! Sebastian Aho ties it with 2:15 to go.
And when you don't get the clear, you have the defensive zone drawn. And the Canes recognize that. And this is quick. Quick touches, Svechnikov, half slapper a la Nikita Kucherov, and it's Sebastian Aho, fishy, as he's officially known to his teammates, on the back door with the chip. This place is pandemonium.
Oh, just wait.
The Canes have rallied from 3-0 down to tie. Drury enters the zone, plays it in deep for Carolina. Loose, score! Jordan Martinuk gives Carolina the lead. A broken play, a bouncing puck right on the doorstep.
Kaniak, stand up. How about that? 3-1 deficit turned on its head. The Hurricanes win it by a 5-3 score as they also hit the empty net. The Islanders tried to take a pound of flesh on their way out as well. How about this, fellas? The Hurricanes produced just the 7th instance in NHL history of a team scoring a game-tying and go-ahead goal in the final 3 minutes of a playoff game. The last time to do it, the Blackhawks, the 2013 Stanley Cup Final. Also in 2013, the Kings did it in Game 2 in the Conference Final. The Hurricanes in 09, the Leafs in 99, the Canadiens in 64, and the New York Americans back in 1940.
Who doesn't remember that game?
Last time they pulled off a 3-goal comeback in the playoffs was Game 1 of the 2006 Stanley Cup Final.
Islanders as a franchise were 81-0 in the playoffs when they had a 3-goal lead.
Patrick Waugh, as a player and a coach, had never lost with a 3-goal lead in the playoffs.
We kind of touched on this before the show, I think. The shot attempts. Hurricanes. Like, I had to look at this like three
like,
times.
Shot attempts are one thing.
Okay, but when it's this one-sided. The shot attempts last night, the Islanders 28. Shot attempts, not shots.
It's
shot
not
attempts.
A lot.
No.
No.
The Hurricanes 110.
Yeah.
Good Lord, 110-28.
Freddie Anderson stopped 9 of 12 in the win.
It's Freddie for you. 23 goals in on 12 shots. It's playoff Freddie.
Also, Brett Pesce got hurt. Lower body did not return. Game 3 in New York on Wednesday. Tonight, you got 4 games. We'll go chronologically. Capitals and Rangers at 5. You can watch it on Sportsnet West. Rangers lead 1-0.
Panthers look for a 2-0 edge against the Lightning at 5:30 on 360. Jets try to win both their home games. They battle the Avalanche at 7:30 on CBC. And the night wraps in Vancouver with the Canucks and the Predators on Sportsnet West at 8 o'clock. Knucks also looking for their second win in as many games. And Lindy Ruff got hired by the Buffalo Sabres yesterday.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
He's so, back, spent 14 seasons in Buffalo, left after their last postseason appearance in 2011.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, okay, so we've had all these other coaches that nothing's ever worked. So you know what? Let's bring back the last guy who got us to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Just crazy hire by the Buffalo Sabres. Might work out.
Good for them. They're not.
I liked it. Like, a lot of their players talked about needing a little bit more
structure,
ass kicking.
I think both apply. You know what? You were both.
Sure.
Thank you, boys. Those are the two words I was looking for. And Lindy's going to do that.
And Lindy is a guy who's synonymous with Buffalo.
Yeah.
Played there.
Right there with Scotty Bowman, probably his greatest Sabres coaches. And
well, Scotty Bowman didn't do anything.
It's where he got his Jack Adams.
Yep. That's fair.
I think 06.
Because he's the GM.
And Ruff took him to the cup.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Ruff's better than Bowman.
No goal. Yeah. So, they should bring back that rule.
Playoff team next year?
I want to say yes.
Let's see what they do in the offseason.
I really do.
I want to see that. I want to see them in the playoffs, but
you know, I have a soft spot for that team.
Yeah, I know.
But they just
13 years.
Yeah, that's. But who's out then? Who does it? I don't know, Washington with their minus 58 goal differential. maybe that's the
candidate. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like,
well, then who's the team who does it? It's like Washington. Washington, idiot.
It all depends on what they do in the offseason.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the Jays and Royals.
Do you have 25 guy friends? I don't.
Four game set underway in Kansas City. Kikuchi did a good job of limiting anything for Kansas City early. And then on the other side, it was 27-year-old Brady Singer looking for his third win of the season. Jays would get to him in the third inning. Bo Bichette at the dish with the bases juiced.
Singer peeks over his left shoulder at Guerrero at first. Looks at second and third, delivers to Bichette, who lines a ball right center field. That's trouble. That's past Hampson off his glove, diving and down on the warning track. IKF scores. Right behind him, Biggio coming around to the plate. Vlad will score as well. It's a bases-clearing triple for Bo Bichette, and it's 3-0 Blue Jays.
His first triple of the year, scores 3-0 after three. Got some more runs in the fifth from the hottest hand in the lineup.
1-2. Barsho hammers the ball. Right field. Renfro back at the wall. Runs out of room. It's gone. He did it again. Dalton Varsho with his sixth home run of the season. 5-0 Blue Jays.
Two-run shot this time. Jays led 5-0 after it.
Get to five runs and they're undefeated. That seems to be the thing right now. Nobody can beat them right now. It's great.
I read that in the stat pack yesterday. Believe it or not.
And again, I'm so torn watching Dalton Varsho play so well. Like, his glove's unreal. His bat is red hot right
now. Why would you be torn?
Because I'm not a big Dalton Varsho fan.
The only reason we're still poo-pooing on Varsho is
at least Moreno hasn't been that good this year.
Well, it's more built to last year because of how good Gurriel and Moreno were last year. They go to the World Series.
Would you still
and
make the trade?
Well, I mean,
you wouldn't. You know who's actually playing well? Lourdes is having
a good
start.
The thing
is,
Kirk is playing well, and so is Jansen playing well now.
Yeah, but
too.
Jano always plays well. It's just he always gets hurt. Like a Band-Aid back
and
there.
Kirk's
but he's a
nice
catcher, and they're always hurt.
And Kirk's a nice little spell him off every so now and then. So
but
like,
I'd rather have Moreno than both of those
of
guys.
Of course you'd love Moreno because he's that high prospect. But,
yeah.
I mean, I could take or leave Gurriel.
So he hit his first home run April the 12th in the opener against Colorado.
Yep.
In 10 games since, he's got 6 dingers, 13 RBI, and all of that on 10 hits. He's 10 for 32 at the dish. He's got 6 home runs on 10 hits since the opener against Colorado.
That's a pretty good OPS.
Yeah, you like that?
That's pretty good.
Kikuchi gave up a 2-run shot in the 6th before being pulled after 81 pitches. 6 innings, 5 hits, no walks, 4 Ks. Little low.
Did you hear? I don't know if you saw, but Justin Turner made a really egregious error throwing to first base. Buck just drags.
What? What is he? Like, every time he's in the outfield, I'm like,
that's just awful. and then Turner makes like a nice play like a couple innings later, and he's like, that's good.
There you go. The two earned runs Bust against for
best.
Kikuchi.
The best.
Swanson, Garcia, and Romano each gave up a hit. Romano's was a solo home run, but they got the job done. The Jays win the opener 5-3, and it's the 100th career save for one Jordan
Romano.
I believe
he's the third Canadian to get that mark. Did I see that last night?
I didn't see the stat, but yeah, that would
fact check that for us.
Yeah. Eric Gagne is probably up. Got to be up there, yeah.
John Axford, did he have 100 saves?
Might have 100 assists or saves.
Assists. Interesting. Multi-sport athlete.
I don't know. Yeah, that'd be impressive if you're a pitcher. You have that many assists. I don't know how that works.
Game two goes tonight at 5:30 on Sportsnet 1. Expecting Kevin Gausman on the bump for
yes, the Birds. Sportsnet stats had that last night. Eric Gagne had, 2 years ago, had 187. So John Axford, 144. John Hiller had 125. Jordan Romano now is 100.
There you go.
Yeah. Yankees and A's also at 5 o'clock on Sportsnet Plus. Let's get to the hoops. Oh, actually, quick NFL note here real fast.
That's it. We're done here. Yeah. I'm through. See ya.
Zach Wilson. See ya.
Yeah.
Denver Broncos acquire the former Jets' second overall pick. The Jets move up from pick 256 to 207. Jets will also pay roughly $5.5 million of Wilson's salary.
I kind of like this move, to be honest with you.
Change of scenery. Can only do him better.
The guy was
right?
A high pick, and maybe he can find a new life with Sean Payton as his head coach in Denver.
He'll be fighting with whoever they draft, be it Bo Nix, Michael Penix, the trade up even more. That's who he'll be fighting with. He's only 24 years old.
That's
he'll be
right.
25 in August. So, yeah, I don't think he's completely burnt, but he's running out of time. Hopefully Sean
Which
Payton can save him.
Which is insane now how quickly they burn through quarterbacks in the NFL.
It's disgusting, actually.
NFL draft is on Thursday.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
We'll have Charles Davis on the show on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the hard court. Three game twos yesterday. Excuse me.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yuck. Sorry, everybody. Start with the Cavs and Magic from Cleveland. Jared Allen had 20 boards, 9 of them on offense. That couple with 23 from Donovan Mitchell, and that was enough. 96-86. Cleveland takes a 2-0 series lead. Anything intrigue you guys
over
from this
Magic?
One very much? Yeah.
The Nuggets winning that thing at the end?
No,
there?
That just oh. That one game.
Oh, the Knicks.
Yeah, I'll get to the other
the
two.
Sixers and Knicks.
No, just anything intrigue you about the Magic or the Cavs?
No.
Okay, good.
No, okay. I'll tell you what intrigued me. Jalen Suggs
can't
got
score
hurt.
More than 90.
Jalen Suggs got hurt. That's a big loss for them. And also, like, the Magic have played, like, I think this is their third game now, second game on ESPN in, like, 10 years.
Probably first since the finals.
Yeah, like, that's what it is. Like, the Magic don't get prime
big
time
market,
games.
Eh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Knicks and Sixers played game two at MSG. Second half was back-to-back. Lead changes either way. Or back and forth, not back-to-back. Stupid. Lead changes either way. This one came down to the wire.
Still loose. I don't hear a whistle. Hart took it away to DiVincenzo for three. Missed it. Hartenstein grabs the offensive rebound. And the Knicks another shot. DiVincenzo for three in the lead. 13 seconds to go.
I mean, he did that at Villanova all the time, right? GVP, so he's doing it with the Knicks as well.
He was good for the Bucks too.
Oh, yeah.
When they went on that run to the final as well. He's turned into like a really quality depth player for a lot of teams. He's an absolute dog in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Knicks win 104-101. Nick Nurse really mad about not being able to call a timeout late in the game when they had the ball just before that three.
Well, the first thing is obviously they score. We take a look at getting it in quick. We don't get it in quick. I call timeout. Referee looked right at me, ignored me. Went into Tyrese. I called timeout again. Then the melee started. And, yeah, I mean, I guess I got to run out onto the floor or do something to make sure and get his attention. But
don't do that.
Needed a timeout there to advance it. Would have been good, but couldn't get it.
We all have a soft spot for Nick Nurse. He's the coach of the championship Raptors team in 19.
But he's got this reputation.
But there's one guy who complains to the refs every single time. It's Nick Nurse. And again, your team blew an 8-point lead late in the game.
It's like, not the official's fault.
It's not the official's fault. You blew it. Yeah, blew it.
You want a little bit of a declaration from Joel Embiid?
We're good. We're going to win this series. We're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team, and we're going to keep fighting.
There's my man. Team USA's Joel Embiid.
American as apple pie.
Yeah. Sounded really American there, yeah.
I think they could take two in Philly. Totally they could take the two in Philly. They're a good team. They're a good team with Embiid in the lineup. That's only their 10th loss with him in the lineup.
Yeah.
So. All right.
And Maxey was allegedly sick and then wasn't.
No.
Yeah, well, they combined for 69 of the Knicks' 101 points. Yeah,
it was Vegas' team doctor who diagnosed Tyrese Maxey before the game that he was sick. James Woods in any given Sunday. All right, go ahead.
Taking that Tanifin.
Yeah, taking that Tanifin.
Trend continued in the NBA. So through 10 games, the home team had won every single game. But the Lakers were trying to change that as they visited the defending champion Nuggets, and they had a big lead. They led by as many as 20 points. But then late in the third quarter, the lead got to 10. And then into the fourth, the Lakers got cold. They went more than 4 minutes without scoring early on in the fourth. LeBron did his absolute best to stop the bleeding, but this one also came down to the wire.
He's at the midcourt circle. 4 seconds. 3 seconds left. Why are they not fouling? Jumper Murray got it at the horn. Denver mounts the comeback. They come back from 20 points down. They win game number two. 101 to 99 is the final.
It's the Canadian, Jamal Murray, with the dagger. The call on 92.9 Altitude Sports Network. That's a brutal break for the Lakers. Now down 2-0. Shades of Kawhi with the falling jumper. I know it wasn't a series clinching three and all that type of jazz, but that's a pretty important one.
It felt like a series clincher.
GVP, take us through the end of your evening yesterday.
Oh,
being
God.
A staunch Lakers fan.
I mean, you know, I was pretty much right on the same page with the guy who was on that call. Like, why aren't we fouling? Just yelling at the thing. Just get it to extra time. I feel like he could have been able to take that one out. You've been the better team all night. The Lakers, you know, you mentioned it there, how they went cold in the third quarter. It's because no one on this team can really shoot the three outside of D'Angelo Russell. So they're
who had, what, 7-8 yesterday?
Yeah, he was really good after having a pretty tough game one. So, like, They're a team that goes so streaky, and then they go ice cold, and you can only ask so much out of a 40-year-old LeBron to try and bring you back into this game. There's no chance the Lakers are going to be able to beat them four times out of the next five games. There's no chance. The series is almost like pretty much already over. And now after this loss, the Lakers have now lost 10 straight to the Denver Nuggets. They're just absolutely in Denver's back pocket right now.
I can't wait to watch the Nuggets and the Celtics in the NBA Finals.
That was the first ever playoff buzzer beater by a Canadian.
Hmm. Listen, that backcourt for Team Canada, boy.
Woo, child.
Jamal Murray, if he plays and he's healthy, which SGA, watch
MVP.
Out. Best backcourt in the Olympics.
You have to look at the rosters, but yeah, it's up there.
I'm going to make more noises like that the rest of the show.
Don't.
Tonight, three games. They're all game twos. Suns and Timberwolves from Minnesota at 5:30. Bucks and Pacers from Milwaukee at 6:30. Giannis progressing from a calf injury but doubtful for tonight. And then at 8, the Clippers host the Mavericks.
And good night and good luck to you, sir.
Perfect stuff, Matty. The Rose Report is brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Avenue, 3rd Street Southeast. Straight ahead, we'll give away those tickets.
Para
do text
World Ice Hockey.
Yes. Four-pack of tickets to watch Team Canada take on Team Japan on Saturday, May 4th, down at Winsport for the World Para Ice Hockey Championship. We've been asking you at 960-960 name and location. Watching McDavid get 5 assists in a Stanley Cup playoff game makes me feel like blank. 960-960 name and location. We'll give away some tickets. We'll talk to Matt Marchese at 7:30. It's all straight ahead. It's the big show. Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.